Okay, well, the Rules Committee meeting on this February 8th, 1989, please come to order. Present, we have Representative Martin, Representative Taylor, and Representative Cato. On the agenda today, we have House Bill 57, an act authorizing the Violent Crimes Compensation Board to pay compensation to personal injuries or death to victims of an assault in any degree. Okay, here's what happened.
What the motion for the
Let me tell you what happened, and then we'll move the Rules Committee substitute if you care to. What happened here very basically is that the governor introduced a piece of legislation to allow a person that was a victim of crime of a criminal act assault in the third and fourth degree to apply for it. In other words, under current law right now, the compensation board, you can only get it for first and second degree assault. So the governor put in a bill that said any assault victim can apply. Well, when it was sent to the Judiciary Committee did not want to change the substance of the governor's bill, but they saw over on the other body a piece of legislation that was equivalent to a companion that had a different style. And what that style did was list them out like this. Before, the governor's bill just had them lumped in a paragraph, and in the other body they had a bill that listed them, and the Judiciary Committee thought, well, let's use this form. So when the Judiciary decided to use this style, they also added on Section 2, which is on the Senate bill, which had an effective date for saying that anybody that had been a victim of third or fourth degree assault could not apply for compensation until after the passage of the bill. So when this Judiciary Committee substitute moved to the Finance Committee spotted that particular loophole and said, no, wait a minute, now that you certainly didn't intend to do that. And so the House Finance Committee then adopted the original governor's proposal, which lost the style that the House Judiciary Committee wanted, and that's breaking it out as did the members of the other body, meaning that if we didn't do this, when we send it back over to the other body, they'd end up putting that and we'd have to hassle through it again.
Yeah, yeah.
So what this committee substitute attempts to do, and should accomplish it, is we use the Judiciary Committee's style, and then we omit Section 2, saying that a person that has third, fourth degree assault could apply for compensation. So what it does, it accomplishes the Judiciary Committee's style question and gets back to the governor's measure of intent where any assault case, they could do it immediately without waiting for after the effective passage of the piece of legislation, which would be 90 days. But right now, it stands, you can only be compensated for first and second degree assault.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I move that we adopt the committee substitute for House Bill number 57, Rules.
Okay, we have a live motion before us. Representative Taylor? Representative Taylor, do you have any questions on this with your background?
My only concern was the difference between the effective dates, and since effective dates has now been removed, this law will go into effect in the normal course, and those payments will be made from that date forward. So I don't see that as a problem. Furthermore, the original authorizing legislation that created the compensation board is still in place. And what we're really saying is we haven't had an opportunity, or won't have the opportunity, I should say, until this law becomes effective, to start paying something to victims of the other assaults. But I don't see that necessarily as a real problem. Those are the lesser, probably, of many of the amounts we actually pay out when you look at overall damages. So as a consequence, I'd be satisfied with that. And I think it removes the concerns that Representative Martin had about the ex post facto or retroactivity aspects of the legislation as it originally came before his committee.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did to put it in a nutshell like that. I'm worried about the retroactive, and I don't worry about quitting all the Because what we did discuss, even though the paper said we didn't, we did discuss the issue in the district that there are a number of situations where the victim is just as harmed and laying in a hospital for a month or 2 months, or even if it's a day with a broken nose, and they lesser degree of charge came in rather than plea bargaining, they lesser degree of charge and made it from a second degree to a third degree assault. It still doesn't help the victim out a bit. And so that's what you might have to go off to is being covered. But then it was my feelings that we were good from this day forward, because the commission refused, if you look in the books, the number of cases they did refuse and turn down because of the third and fourth degree aspect. Which also meant, as they said, if somebody just don't have the money for this level of cases to compensate for it. Now, if we do go from this date forward, we know it's going to cost more fun. That's the whole idea of the commission to help people. But to say now that although we reach back, that was second or third or fourth degree, and then compensate those people for it, it's going to cost us. You know, we're just going to have to look it out this year's book and see all the cases that we turned down. And secondly, in the case forward, and the third and fourth degree assaults are going to have to be paid for, and we're going to have to give more money to the commission. I don't mind that at all. It's just a matter of we've got to show it. We know what we're doing. Now, my point, an important point I felt, was to not only acknowledge increase of cost, but also acknowledge, are we truly reaching back to those cases that were third and fourth degree and turned down?
Well, Representative Martin, the victim, of course, would have to apply. He'll submit application to the compensation board for it. And the fiscal note at this point is zero. It is going to be handled in the budgetary process, probably based upon the piece of legislation I believe Representative Barnes introduced last year
through
the system. And not saying that, constitutionally speaking, that money can't go there, but we can keep that in mind when we're doing it. But what we're doing in the committee substitute, basically, is to clean up and accept the wording style of the judiciary and getting it back to the intent which the Finance Committee also saw, and also that the governor, you know, was attempting to do. Any further discussion?
I just wanted to say thank you for bringing it before us and having an opportunity to review it. I think they've done a good job of cleaning it up. I intend to vote for it.
We don't have a specific effect date here, so that means it's 90 days.
Right.
The bill passes, so there is an effective date in that sense. So just to make clear, we all realize that we're going back to the third and fourth degree assault cases. How far back? 2 years, 1 year, 5 years? I really think that you have to have a deadline somehow.
Well, I believe there is a 2 year application period in there that a person must file. Representative Ballmer, is that not so?
That is correct. The board itself says within that 2 year period of time, if it's beyond that, they don't have to do it.
So when a person said I applied some time ago, even if it was 3 or 4 years, I did, and you turned me down. Those cases that are 2 years older are no good. It's only in the last two cases
right. People
who already were applied. And so we know how many of those cases are, because we read their annual reports. We know how many we're going to pay for.
But at least those people are going to get something now, Terry, where they wouldn't before, and it's going to come out basically out of that those felons' permanent dividend fund checks, right?
Well, I don't know if you can do that now, because that felony law just went out last year.
It goes into effect this year. That's what we'll
do. This year, I don't think you can reach back then and put it. It ends with getting into the Criminal Act.
Well, no, Terry, the funding would come through beginning this year. The amount of funding is something they divide up proportionally, the board does, among all the applicants that qualify for funds and that they have decided to pay something to. They divide that money up among them, so to speak. Now, by bringing more people, but you've got to remember, you've got a closed pot of money here at the end of this legislature. So if you have 200 people apply and there's X number of dollars, they're only going to get that much money. If 400 people apply, they're probably only going to get half as much money individually. They're not going to spend more money because there's more applications. They're only going to be able to spend X amount of money that we authorize them to receive and give them.
Then the board is
going to see if that's it.
No, the only thing I was going to say is the additional amount of permanent fund dividend money the government put into this fiscal year, that could apply to payments for over this 2 year period of time in terms of when the person was injured.
Sure.
Representative Taylor, my understanding is the same as Representative Taylor's,
good.
They'll use what they have to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any further discussion? Do you want to take a roll call on this? Are there any objections to the adoption of the CS for House Bill 57 rules? We have Representative Martin here, no objection.
No
objection. Taylor, Representative Cato, and the Chair, Representative Rook, no objections. Need a motion to move it out with individual recommendations?
Move and leave the committee with individual recommendations.
Okay. No problem?
No.
Okay. We're done. Just that simple.
Yeah, that's right.
Harry.